Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. And I want to congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down today as you meditate. In fact, our weekly theme this week is slowing down. So you are in the right place to giving yourself more peace, energy, and clarity as you slow down. And in today's episode, which is episode 697, you're going to be guided in a breathing technique. Every Tuesday, I share a breathing technique on the podcast. So you'll be guided as you relax your body and start to notice your breath, and then go into a guided breathing technique. Now, this breathing technique is going to kind of energize you a little bit. And that might sound a little bit odd if you're doing a slow down meditation. And the reason why I'm going to have you do a breathing technique that's a little bit more energizing is because, and I think you'll be able to relate to this if you have children especially, sometimes in order to really slow down, it's important to energize yourself just a little bit. Because when we have pent-up energy and we feel a little bit restless, sometimes we need to kind of get that energy out before we can relax and slow down. And people often tell me that one of the most challenging parts of meditation is that they get all ready, they sit down in their nice, comfortable meditation spot, no one's interrupting them, everything seems ideal for them to meditate. And then the mind starts to wander, or they feel like they have an itch to scratch, or they just can't stop this restless feeling. So if that is you, you are going to really appreciate today's breathing technique. Now, you could also compare energizing yourself before you go into more of a state of stillness when you think about children. If you have young children, I'm sure you can relate to this. A lot of times, before they'll lie down and take a nap or go to bed, it's good to kind of get them outside so they can run around a little bit to let go of that pent-up energy. And you even see this with animals. I know we take our dog for a walk and he'll run around and then he'll come in and he'll just settle down and be nice and calm throughout the day. But if he doesn't get out to run for the day, he is so restless all day long. So just think about this in regard to yourself. And if you're ever seated and you're just having such a hard time slowing down and going into that stillness, you can do this breathing technique. So let's get you breathing in a way to energize your body just a little bit, and then we'll slow it back down to where you can go into your own inner stillness. Now, after I guide you through this meditation technique, remember that this is your time to go into your own inner stillness. So you'll hear the music stop, you'll hear me stop guiding you, and this is your cue to listen to your own inner stillness, to go into your own inner stillness without any guidance at all. It's good to do this for yourself. You get better and better at doing it. So now, I hope you're able to sit down and straighten your spine and begin to relax the different areas of your body. Sit up straight. close your eyes gently, and as they're closed, just lift them slightly upward. This really lifts up your thoughts. As soon as you shift your eyes downward, you can feel your energy shift. You feel it sink downward. So keep your eyes just very nicely in a comfortable way uplifted to keep your thoughts uplifted. Relax your face and your jaw. Soften your neck. Relax your throat. Relax your shoulders and your spine. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Relax your chest and your arms as you rest them at your sides with your palms upward or downward. Relax your stomach. Feel it soften. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves. Relax your feet. Beautiful. Notice how you feel right now. Release any remaining tension. And start to notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. As you inhale, you should feel your abdomen rise upward as you allow your diaphragm to expand, and this allows you to oxygenate your entire body, tapping into those small blood vessels in the lower part of your lungs. As you exhale, feel your abdomen sink back downward. Take a little practice breathing like this, the belly breath. You'll get used to it gradually. You could even rest your hand on your stomach and practice feeling your abdomen rise upward with each inhale and feeling it sink back downward with each exhale. Now to do the energization breath, where you energize your body so that you can calm down and slow down, you're going to be breathing very nice and gently through your nose. And then you can hold the pause between the inhale and exhale for as long as feels comfortable. And when you exhale, normally I have you exhale through your nose to keep your breath nice and calm. Well, in today's meditation, I'd like you to exhale through your mouth. Just kind of throw your breath out. Let it all whoosh right out. And this is going to really release your anxiety, your stress, your pent-up energy. It's going to really let it go. And you're going to feel a little bit energized when you let go of your breath so quickly and strongly and very forcefully like this. And then you'll notice yourself, after we do a few rounds of the breathing technique, you'll notice yourself become very nice and calm. And this is what I wish for you this week. And keep in mind our slow down challenge, which you can join over on the website at sipandohm.com. Look for the Slowdown series. Or you can join our private Facebook group where we're doing a Slowdown challenge there. And to join that, just go to Sip and Ohm Facebook page and send me a message requesting to be added to the private group, and I will happily add you there. So to do this breathing technique, keep in mind what you could do throughout your day naturally to slow down without doing anything special to make yourself slow down, but what presents itself more organically throughout your day that allows you to slow down. Maybe it's even the chance to sit down and have a cup of tea to slow down your pace, or to listen to calming music as you work, or to take a more scenic route as you drive so that you're not caught in such heavy rush hour traffic. Think about what you could do to slow down simply by making better choices that align with you being able to find that inner peace and stillness. Okay, now let's do the breathing technique. Inhale through your nose, nice and gently. Kind of hold the pause between the inhale and exhale for as long as feels comfortable. Eyes uplifted, shoulders, jaw, stomach relaxed. Now forcefully throw out your breath in a big whoosh sound. Just let it go. And notice how you feel. Notice yourself settle back down. You might even feel yourself kind of tingling a little bit. Again, inhale through your nose, nice and gently and evenly. Hold the pause between the inhale and exhale until you feel good doing so. And when it feels right, release your breath through your mouth, really throwing it out, really letting go of any pent-up energy, anger, resentment, impatience, let it all go. Very nice. Notice how you feel. Very nice. Notice how you feel. Let's do one more. Inhale through your nose, nice and evenly, bringing your air inward and upward. Hold the pause between the inhale and exhale for as long as you feel comfortable, trying to stretch it out a bit. Feels right, let go of your breath, really throw it out through your mouth. Just feel it kind of make a whoosh sound as you throw out your breath, releasing tension, fear, self-doubt, pent-up energy. Let it all go. Beautiful. How do you feel? Pay attention to how you feel. Notice any remaining tension. See if you can kind of breathe through that tension and expand it with your breath. Now, continue this meditation, meditating just to the point where you feel you could go a little bit longer, always leaving your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.